Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number.
The dog days of winter.
Not at all, not at all. So much to talk about, including something, Bart, where I imagine you're going to put in for this trip. This one kind of surprises me, but it was announced. The Philadelphia Eagles, are going to begin their season.
Sao Paulo.
In Brazil.
Sao Paulo.
Paul Gutierrez.
What?
Sao Paulo Gutierrez. Is that?
Yeah. I think you're thinking of is it Sao Paulo?
Yeah, Sao Paulo.
Yeah, I thought you meant Sao Paulo Antonio.
That's it. That's how I pronounce it.
You were referencing Sao.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be doing a show.
You are definitely going to find your way.
I'll be doing a show from there all week.
September 6th, day after the season is. So Thursday night is the season opener, but for the Eagles, they're going to play a Friday night. Naturally, the NFL. Finding its way into Friday nights more and more now. Remember how that used to be sacrosanct? Like, no, we can't. No. Let those high school teams have their Friday night lights.
Now you know what they like?
But now and more.
They're like, F them kids. You want to know why? Because them kids got NIL deals. And they're like, they got money there. Forget that. They got enough exposure. Forget them kids.
So, I mean, this is you of all people, I imagine, are going to put into, I need to cover this game.
I'm going to be there. It's historic. It's first time on South America ground. If it was there at Columbia, I'm out there. I'm out there, baby. I'm in them streets.
Brazil, you're going.
I'm going live. I'm going live interviewing people.
Yeah, I bet you will.
American footballo. You know what I'm saying? call me Mbappe.
So, yes, the Eagles will open their season on a Friday night.
Bart scored all week.
Yeah, but you did. Seriously.
I'm in them streets.
Though. Is this a bit much?
No, man. That's the only continent we really ain't like.
The
like,
league says 38 million fans are in Brazil, with increased interest in recent years when it comes to playoffs and Super Bowl. I mean, I didn't realize. I mean, the sport is becoming global. Is it really? Is American football becoming a global sport?
Thanks, Travis Kelce. I want to see that Swift Daddy. Who tamed Taylor Swift? Got her writing a whole album, Inspiration.
You know, we got to see, because I guess the track list was released.
It's called Australia.
It's called
Down Under.
What is wrong with you?
Don't worry. You'll be walking in 2 to 3 weeks again.
Well, speaking of the Taylor
Swift
effect.
Did somebody tell you this was an all-white party?
Speaking of which, here's the commissioner, Roger Goodell, about the impact that Taylor Swift has had on the NFL this season.
Having the Taylor Swift effect is also a positive. Listen, both Travis and Taylor are wonderful young people. They seem very happy. She knows great entertainment.
All cap.
And I think that's why she loves NFL football. But I think it's great to have her a part of it. Obviously, it creates a buzz. It creates another group of young fans, particularly young women, that are interested in seeing why is she going to this game? Why is she interested in this game? Besides Travis, she is a football fan. And I think that's great for us.
She ain't no damn football fan. She's a Daddy Longstroke fan. Quit playing, man. She been having all these super dweebs.
Is now that your boyfriend?
Daddy Longstroke. We can't rock it.
Maybe we can't
Daddy
be
Longstroke.
Friends.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what that's about. Like honestly.
They want to know who's taking
Taylor
Swift.
You think you're going to get a football fan out of this? Are you going to get a football fan out of this?
They just want to see, they want to see if his talent matches hers. And the fact that he's good and he's playing well helps it out.
His talent doesn't match hers. He's great.
Whoa, 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 who say that she's more talented than him.
How could you not? How could you not?
Okay, let's list off the top
five. Is he the best player in the game right now?
No, no.
Because she is.
Is he the best tight end possibly in the history of football?
We're going position.
I'm going Hall of Fame.
She's the best country singer. She is the best pop singer.
No, she's not.
She's the best songwriter.
Nope.
She has all that stuff already.
She ain't a
multifaceted.
She's not a better songwriter than Mariah Carey, who's in a Hall of Fame for writing stuff. Mariah Carey
that's not comparable.
Mariah Carey, 5 billion streams.
It's not comparable.
What do you mean, Mariah Carey to Taylor Swift?
No, not comparable.
Man, quit playing.
She's had tremendous success, global tremendous success.
She ain't even hit Janet.
Does Mariah Carey play any instrument other than her voice?
Yes.
Yes.
She plays the piano.
I've seen that so much.
Mariah Carey, and she writes all her songs.
I mean, they have help.
Mariah?
I'm telling you right now.
Taylor
Swift, success-wise, has eclipsed Mariah Carey.
Go ahead and Google that for you, Bing.
I wouldn't.
Go ahead and Google
that. Don't want to make you look that bad.
You want to know why I know? Because I just watched the all-black show. Shout out to Byron Allen, who gave her a Griot Award. He did a war show, a Griot.
Griot?
Yeah, that's one of his stations, you know what I'm saying?
Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio. You took us off track because you knew you were wrong.
That's what I do.
You said you wanted to see if his talent equates to hers.
It is.
And I'm telling you that.
Well, is she the top five greatest singer of all time?
You're talking about Travis Kelce as a position in the world. Where she is right now in her current state in music.
That's right now. I'm talking about tomorrow.
We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about today.
Right now, like, quit playing saying that he's not as talented and as popular in football as she is in singing.
No, I don't think that's true.
Okay. He's a Hall of Famer. She's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
That matches.
Okay.
So who did Taylor Swift have to be with? Mbappe? She had to be with LeBrick?
Mahomes.
She had to be with LeBrick?
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes?
Yeah.
Mahomes. You might have me there. My auto?
Yeah, right. He's my auto.
But that's just right now. That's just right now.
But there's nothing wrong with it. By the way, you taking offense to it, there's nothing wrong with what I said. It's just the point is that where she is in the world is much bigger than where he is, and that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
I remember.
But her fans aren't coming to the NFL like Adele said and going, you know what? I love the NFL now. No.
They want
to
see
it's a totally different type of person.
They want to see who's daddy long stroking the queen of pop.
Okay, that could be true, too.
And so now she see him, and they see him, and he going for 11 catches.
How do they feel about
touchdowns?
Him? I don't know. Like, or do they love
they
him?
Love
do
him
they
right
like
now.
Him?
They
do
love
they
him.
They
love him
hate him?
They love him because she's happy right now, and she gave him an album.
Now, here's the album.
When they break up,
I'm going to read you I'm going to read you the track list that was released, and you tell me if there's a song in here that you're like, oh, that's definitely about Travis Kelce.
Okay, let's see.
The first one's called Fortnite, and it features Post Malone.
Fortnite.
Yeah, nothing there. Yeah. That's just a video game name. The second one is the album name. It's the Tortured Poets Department.
No.
How about this one? My boy only breaks his favorite toys.
Yeah.
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 That might be, right?
Yeah.
All right. No. Maybe this one? It's called Down Bad. No?
No.
Okay, not that one.
The other one. He only breaks good things.
My boy only breaks his favorite toys.
Mm-hmm. Break Back Mountain.
There's more. The next couple of songs. So Long London. That's probably a farewell to Harry Styles. No longer going to be writing about you. I moved on to better things, right? So Long London.
Harry Styles made her write two albums?
Harry Styles has definitely influenced a few of her songs.
He might have a mean stroke game. Like anytime, like somebody like that.
Affected you that much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like two albums?
He's
two
also
albums?
Written songs about her, though.
I don't know, man. I don't know if she's snapping
back.
How
about
like
this
that.
One? But Daddy, I love him.
Yeah. Like, why you mess with this Neanderthal? You supposed to be messing with billionaires.
Well, she's 5'11". He's what, 6'6", 6'5"?
Like, yeah, 6'5". No, but Daddy, I love
you talk
him.
About, like, what? But, if but they Daddy, end up having kids?
So, basically how you said it.
But Daddy,
no,
I love
no,
him.
Basically how you said it
mm-hmm.
is that you're saying she's dating down.
No, that's not what I was trying to say.
No, that's basically what you said.
No, she's not.
He got the Mahomes money. You need to make him half a billy.
No, he doesn't.
He not. You basically saying she's dating down.
No, I didn't.
You're basically saying that's how people used to feel about Tom until Tom went, you know,
there are very
next level.
Tom Gisele, I mean, Tom wasn't making anything near what Gisele was making.
Now.
But I'm not saying that at all. Because really, where she is in the world, there aren't many that are above that.
So she only
there's no dating up
she,
for
she,
her.
She can only date Messi, Mbappe. What?
It's just the way you always say it.
She can either date him. She can date Prince Harry.
Hmm.
Right. Could be King Harry.
Like royalty kind
of
stuff.
He could be King Harry. You know how messed up it is for the king? The king had created a lifestyle of just hanging out, rocking out with his socks out.
Mm-hmm.
His mom lived forever.
Yep.
Now he got all these responsibilities.
Yep.
And he get cancer. That's like messed up, son.
That shows you that he's a regular, real life human being.
No. What I'm saying is, like, it's certain duties, even though they have no power, it's certain things that they have to do.
Yeah.
And she lived so damn long that right. He probably was like, listen, I'm cool with never being the king.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be the prince because I ain't got none of the responsibilities. I get to hang out with my
heavy
woman.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
And then he got the crown. And, like, he old as hell. Like, but your mom, you know, potentially going to outlive you by 30 years.
Well, if you know anything about Charles, he lived a very active life.
That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Very, very active.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm sure his kinghood is stopping him from living the type of active life that he's accustomed to.
Probably. Yes. But he's also, you know, not young. So, anyways.
Listen,
can I finish the songs?
I got an auntie
or
my age.
Or did you not?
No, I'm with you. Just know, I got an auntie my age. My grandfather, them dudes from the old school, them loins are strong. Yeah.
Well, that does happen.
Yeah, my grandfather was like, I called my grandfather, he was like 85. He was out there in a red suit with a black shirt, like out there trying to hit on young girls, man. Like he was buying, like he was taking loans out. To he was like, listen, it ain't tricking if you got it. It ain't mine, it's the government's. My grandfather died with so much damn debt from loans that he took, man.
That's what he left for everybody?
But he died happy. Mm-hmm. He was rocking out with his socks out. I don't know what the hell was in his jeans. Like, they talk about these old grandpas. Like, just imagine your grandpas. This is like, look how old. Like, first of all, they got 12 kids. All of them just shooting up the club, right? Then they had a whole family that we didn't even know about from a whole nother. Like, you walk in the neighborhood, you recognize people like, yo, y'all kind of look like a Pippin. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Grandpa be over here. He just didn't give him the last name. You know what I'm saying?
Bartolo Colon kind of thing.
Yes. Like, the thing is, like, I don't know what the hell, like, all they putting into our preservatives, but our grandparents was way more active than we were. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they walked everywhere.
He had a Cadillac, man. He always had a stinking Lincoln, man, or a Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it was something like that. No preservatives. They just ate meat and real vegetables. No preservatives. No red dye, no ribbon flabbing, no red, yellow 88. And man, he was my grandfather was active.
Yeah.
No Viagra needed for him.
No.
He was getting it in. Shout out. Rest in peace, Grandpa.
All right.
He probably up there trying to trick on some angels. Like, okay. Hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? We already got the wings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'll marry you up here if that's what it takes.
Right.
He up there trying to bang spirits.
Just
go back to Taylor Swift.
Come back to this cloud on this side.
Yeah, let's go back to Taylor Swift.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, he's like Jesus all knowing, but he.
But it's just fresh out the slammer. No, don't know what that's about. Then there's one called Florida featuring Florence and the Machine.
No.
Guilty as Sin? ? Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? And then there's.
That could be something.
I Can Fix Him. No, really, I can.
She can. Because remember, I think she's one of the very few Milk and Magnesias he's ever messed with.
Yes.
You know,
that is true.
He liked that chocolate shake.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or that Almond Deluxe Pecan.
He was an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Let's see how long. I want to see what the prop bets are, how long this going to last. And I wonder if he's going to shoot up the club. Does Travis got any kids?
Not that we know of.
I wonder if he's going to shoot up the club. That way make her hard to leave because now she's right about it and she's going to be like one of the Kardashians.
Media day, she definitely is.
She'll
not.
Be dropping them off to Travis' mom. You know what I'm saying? She look like she'll babysit.
Media day, of course, yesterday, and you usually get some kind of crazy stuff out of it. But, of course, all the questions for Travis Kelce had to do with Taylor, and so...
That's got
to
be disrespectful.
His response.
She's unbelievable. She's rewriting the history books herself. I told her I'll have to hold up my end of the bargain and come home with some hardware, too. I don't know if I brought too much to the game. I think I just go out there and have fun. You know, Taylor has an unbelievable fan base that... that follows her and supports her throughout her life. And it's been fun to kind of gather the Swifties in the Chiefs kingdom and open them up to the football world and the sports world. And it's been cool to just experience all that.
I mean, you got to, like, and I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes about Taylor Swift talk, but it's a real thing and it's going to be a big part of this game, whether you like it or not. It's going to be.
How many times do you think they're going to flash to her?
Well, of course, right? But not even that. Just
they're going to flash to her with all those celebrities in the stands.
And they're going to talk about how she got there because apparently she's got to fly there from Tokyo and all this stuff, right? So that's going to be a whole thing. So for everybody, understand, it's going to be part of your Sunday in some way. And a lot of you listening, your wives, your daughters, are going to care about this. So it's good to at least understand it. And that's all I'm saying. And that's why we're doing it on a Tuesday, right? Because by Friday, we're talking about the game. But this is a real thing that's going on. And I was wondering this part. As a player, like Travis Kelce's trying to win a Super Bowl again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he in his own right has been a celebrity. I mean, he's done The Bachelor and all that stuff, right?
Catching Kelce.
Whatever it was, right. So, but he's done his own thing. But this is a different animal for him.
He knows this opens up him to so much more stuff. This takes him to a world. Just imagine what he's going to be in the offseason when they're able to be seen with each other. He's able to go to stuff.
Once he's done. Now.
The endorsements that they're going to get.
I'm like
Sleep Number.
And you...
After the Grammys, I had to put her to sleep.
Man, you always go there. You always go there.
Well, Sleep Number is a sponsor of the NFL.
I'm aware. Yes, we've seen
the
commercials.
But they haven't used Travis. Travis was a lot
the
of...
The only Dwayne Wade and...
Dak Prescott.
No. Dwayne and...
Jamar Chase.
No, what's her name? His
Oh, Gabrielle Union.
They did a commercial together.
Oh, man, she used to be so annoying, man, back in the day.
And the two of them are on the bed, but they're married, so they certainly are talking about this.
I'm talking about personally.
Do you think if he wins the Super Bowl...
She's been in Baltimore all the time. She was so annoying.
Do you think if he wins the Super Bowl, he proposes to her on the field?
This looks like...
What
one
a
of those,
moment that would be.
This looks like one of those things where... their publicist would maybe pull a stunt like that and say he went to Jarrett. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And like
have to include a sponsor?
Be a commercial.
Really cheapen
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be a commercial.
But all right, never mind all that stuff. The way he played, like he and Mahomes in the championship game, you could see the two of them raise their game. I was saying, when your best players are playing their best, it brought everybody else, it raises them up. And I know you hated it because it was obviously the Ravens, so they took the L. But in all seriousness, early in that game, he was on another level. And he and Mahomes, you could see their connection was on another level. And I'm wondering, sometimes this kind of pressure can be a distraction to a player.
Well,
I wonder if for Kelce, this is almost like a motivating factor, realizing that there's a lot of people watching, a lot of people locked in, a lot of people that are focusing on him that aren't really football people.
Yeah.
And it makes it a bigger show for a guy like this.
Well, he knows, listen, like all champions, that's near the back end of their window.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're turning it on. This reminds me of, like, the last Golden State championship when we thought they were done because it wasn't the best team and all the other teams looked superior, and they kind of went through. They kind of turned it back and leaned on experience.
Right.
And the experience that they used for being in big games. Here's the difference, though. A lot of guys on this team was on this team a couple years ago when they lost to Kansas City. So, like, they have that hurt, right? And they had the misfortune last year of Brock Purdy getting hurt in the NFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think they'll be overwhelmed. And they had their own sense of adversity. Should have lost twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should have lost to Green Bay. Should have lost to the Lions. So it's going to be an intriguing game because I feel like both teams feel like they are a team of destiny. And both teams have been in underneath these bright lights. Now, last time they played this game, it was no Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
And it'd be interesting to see who's the best player on the field, Christian McCaffrey or Patrick Mahomes.
Who would you pick? Who do you think it's going to be? Because there's a lot. See, we did the whole, you know, Kelce and Swift thing. But the real story coming out of the Super Bowl will be Patrick Mahomes and his legacy. Because while he's been downplaying the whole idea
the whole goat
of chasing
thing.
The GOAT, he gets another one here at this age,
you
this early?
You have to back-to-back him because that's what happened. Listen,
of course.
Tom went 10 years without winning.
That's right.
And he ended up with 7.
Yeah.
like, you know, 20 years, he won, you know, real three real fast.
Yep.
Then he went on a hiatus,
mm-hmm.
lost two,
mm-hmm.
and then
to the Giants,
then
of
got,
course.
Then got back going again.
Yeah. So the biggest story coming out of this game, while maybe for People magazine and stuff like that will be Taylor Swift, the bigger story, of course, is going to be Patrick Mahomes. And so that's where I think, Bart, that's where I think we have to have the conversation throughout the week, is the expectations for Mahomes with this team. Not with, because he's not playing with the teams of the past. He's playing with what he's got right now.
Right.
And would you say, if they can win a Super Bowl with this team, now, of course, their defense is probably the best they've had, right, with him?
Yeah, this is the best defense.
This is the best defense he's ever had. So does this become Mahomes getting something out of nothing, or will we do the, like, Tom Brady's first couple of Super Bowls were because of Bill Belichick's defense, not because of Tom Brady, right?
Right.
So you've got to, if you're going to win, like you said, if you're going to win some to pile them up and to become in the conversation with somebody like Brady, somebody like Montana, you're going to have the years that you win one, even without being the best offense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You
and so that's what we're looking for.
Like, look at John Elway. He won both of his when it was the running game.
It was all the running
and
game.
The others.
Yeah.
And right. His defense. That defense was outstanding.
Yeah, he had prolific offenses that couldn't win a Super Bowl, right. But yet later
in
his career.
He was considered a bust.
Yes.
He was considered the guy,
not a bust.
The guy who couldn't win the big one.
Yes.
He had lost four.
Right.
The AFC Championships, mm-hmm. and like the Super Bowls got destroyed in him. He was known, and it took him to the age of 38 to win. He won back-to-back, the only two he ever got.
Mm-hmm.
So up until then, he was the guy that never could get her done.
So when I ask you again, like when you said, like, who's it going to be? Who's going to be the better player in this game? But is all your belief in Mahomes, despite the fact that his offense, he doesn't have a ton of weapons. He does have Kelsey, but after that, you know, like, it's really a running game with Pacheco. Oh, it's Kelsey, and then it's a defense that you're relying on. Is Mahomes still going to be the best player in this game, or does it have to be somebody else?
I think Pacheco has to be able to be the guy. And, like, listen, because you look at what's happened, and that's got to be the way they choose to attack. Because the 49ers have really given up a lot of runs on the perimeter. Guys have running at Chase Young, easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, me personally, if I had to pick one guy that's going to just be special, like, not good, special, I got to go with Christian McCaffrey. He's just, like, I understand what those linebackers are and all that stuff, and I know what Spags going to try and do.
Mm-hmm.
But because of Debo, Ayuk, and Kittles, pick your poison. You want to get those guys one-on-ones on the outside, that's fine. But that means at some point, somebody's got to check Kittles. And I want to see Kittles. If Kittles can manhandle Chris Jones on the outside, mm-hmm. like he did Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
I know that's a different man, different body type, different position to D tackle outside.
That was
if
a
he's
moment.
Able to do that,
mm-hmm.
he can take their soul.
So this game with Mahomes looking for legendary status.
And with Purdy looking
Brock
for
Purdy looking
validation.
For validation, the perfect word. Exactly. Usually it's a quarterback. We always, at the end of the game, it's the quarterback that wins things like MVPs and all that stuff.
It'd be Chris McCaffrey.
But you
if
think
they win, it'd be Chris McCaffrey or Debo.
Or Debo. And on the Chiefs side, you say, could it be Pacheco?
I don't know if they'll give him one, like, because it's over. Like, even though he's been one of their best players throughout the playoffs.
So it's not like he has to be an MVP in this game, but he has to be an impactful player.
Right.
So, all right. So if the Chiefs win.
He's already got two MVPs.
If the Chiefs win, regardless, Mahomes will probably get MVP?
Yeah, unless Kelsey balls out, like, 110 yards. But even that credit goes to Mahomes.
That's what I mean. I mean, there was a couple of passes in that championship game, Bart, early on, where Mahomes just threw it to his space, and Kelsey just happened to, like, get
right.
there.
He threw a couple
all
like,
backyard
he threw
football.
A couple of hand grenades
yes.
up there, and he went and caught it.
And he just went and got it. You know, like, he knew where he was throwing it, and I just got myself there. It was backyard football kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's chemistry.
The NFL might do that just so Taylor Swift can come out and kiss her man. They might have her present it to him.
I'll give him the champion to the MVP. See, I'm telling you.
That's how
like,
you
that's why.
That's how you guarantee they stay together for at least two seasons.
That's why when people roll their eyes at this stuff, when she comes up.
The last time we
I'm trying to tell you that it's going to be part of your day, get ready for it.
The last time we saw this, like the invasion of an outside star was Kim K and Reggie Bush.
And but that not to this level.
No, it wasn't to this level because Kim wasn't who she was yet. She hadn't True. Messed with Yee yet.
True.
But she was real big.
What's the Oreo commercial mean? What is that all about?
It's an Oreo commercial?
You didn't see it?
Uh-uh. Kanye on an Oreo commercial?
Yeah, it's like an Oreo commercial.
With Kanye?
No. Oh. No. With
Kim? Well, she's the sponsor of the NFL with Skims. She got
that NBA.
Her, yeah,
NBA. That's Kim.
No, Kim's NFL too.
I didn't know NFL was doing it.
Yeah. Like, and Usher is supposed to be the face or something. I think you're gonna be wearing them Skims. Mm-hmm. That's how she became a billionaire. Just body tights. Ain't that something?
Well, simple.
Simple.
Right? Don't overthink it.
Her and her sister, like cheap makeup. Like, if you're a woman and you want to be rich, beauty products.
Well, beauty products with a famous name attached to it.
Right. Rihanna's a billionaire, not because of her music, but because Fenty makeup.
Yeah.
Which she had nothing to do with. She just put her face on
that,
it.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, if like, you're a man, you or I can't come out with, like, makeup and become rich. It's makeup with a famous name attached to it.
Yeah. If you're a man, tequila.
And that's what it seems like.
Or spirits. You got to do something like that. Yeah.
But tequila seems to be the hot item now.
And then you sell it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like The Rock, like Casamigos sold for, what, $500 million?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
House of Friends.
Yeah. You just got to go over there and start boiling some
Agave.
Mbappe.
800-919-3776. The Mahomes story, though, is definitely the biggest story of the Super Bowl. Because of the, again, the Swift stuff is just completely on the outside. But football-wise, there is legacy on the line in this game for him. He was asked about becoming the villain in the NFL, which is a very strange question to ask because I didn't see that one coming.
He's got a Dr. Evil bot, too, so but, it makes sense.
But he discussed that. Also in under discussion, on the Giants' side of things, as they celebrate, remember, of course, that ruining the perfect season, it's Saquon Barkley's future. Now, he said he wants to stay with the Giants, but our Giants insider, not too sure he's going to. We'll get into that certainly as well. NBA, basketball, and all that stuff we get into later on. We have one of the Villanova Wildcats going to join us from that group. You remember Chris Jenkins? You know, the man who hit the big shot?
What you mean? Do I know? One, two, step.
I know who you're talking
about. Took the ball out, trailed.
Archie Diacono with the drop pass.
Drop it.
Slingshot.
Just drop it there. One, two, step. Mm-hmm. One, two, step.
He's going to join us to tell us all about his teammates and seeing the success they have in New York. So all that coming up. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So what will the Giants and Saquon Barkley do this offseason? Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, the guys were talking with Jordan Ronan about the possibilities.
He's been very honest. And he said to the Giants, I want you to be honest with me. If you're going to franchise tag me, franchise tag him. Well, he met with the Giants the Friday after the season ended. And I asked him yesterday, I said, what did you come away from that thinking? He said, and he said, I gave him, you know, I was open and honest with them. But he said nothing about the fact that he came away there thinking that they're going to use the franchise tag with them. They know, they could at least give them an idea that we might use it. We're likely to use it. He didn't have any of that. So to me, it seems like it's headed towards him hitting free agency.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Like, I would put J-Lo in the category with Britney Spears, Ciara.
Yeah.
Like, she's more of an entertainer. She's not a,
yeah, she's a
vocalist.
But it's still good. Like, pop, that's pop, though. Pop isn't...
Michael Jackson was the king of pop.
Yeah, but he was a different... Look, again, there's levels to everything. The king of pop, not just somebody good.
Janet can't sing either.
Janet can't sing?
She can't sing.
Hmm.
Janet can't sing.
Listen,
anytime.
No, no, listen. Anytime. Well, that's that song because she was in the midst of some other type of emotions.
Nah, man.
No, I disagree.
Bro, they're performers.
Listen to
they're
her sing.
Singers.
Listen to her sing Come Back to Me. Bro, she hits every note.
She can't sing. You know how many times she had to sing that inside of a studio and how they had to make her voice come up to certain levels to make it sound good?
Still sounds good.
Yeah, but it's manufactured. She's
I will not let you besmirch the name of Janet Jackson.
Let me tell you something. Janet Jackson can't sing better than T-Pain.
Doesn't he use?
No, he can sing without it.
But that's the whole origin, is
no,
it not?
No.
Okay.
Jake, when we come back.
Oh, no.
T-Pain was singing some stuff without auto-tune.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll him up there, and then we're going to go Janet.
Okay. Okay. In the meantime, you heard it tease a little bit there. 800-919-3776, by the way, is the number to call and be part of the conversation. Saquon Barkley is from yesterday, from First Take. We referenced it a little bit yesterday, but let's go a little bit further with it. On Daniel Jones.
I'm a big Daniel Jones fan. I'm a supporter. I'm a believer. I get to see the different side of it, though, how he comes to work every single day. It's unfortunate what happened last season with the injuries and then when I put him out for the year, the ACL. But knowing him, you know, as a man, knowing him as a competitor, I know he'll come back stronger, better than ever. And people fail to realize the year before, we made it to divisional playoffs. In my opinion, we're a couple pieces away. But my concern is not Daniel Jones.
Concern is not Daniel Jones, nor it should be. I mean, it should be Daniel Jones' salary because that affected you. So that's still something that needs to be discussed as we get into the offseason. And Saquon Barkley, while there's been a lot of rumors about some other teams that could be interested in him, including one that was floated out about the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh absolutely loves Saquon Barkley.
I just don't know if he's the bell cow that Jim Harbaugh wants in between, unless he goes.
The availability factor, right?
Yeah, unless he gets. I think Jim Harbaugh likes. Like Pacheco type of running backs.
Hard runners?
Like Chris Henry type of running backs. Like, even though, like, I can see, like, a guy like Chris Henry, but Chris, maybe not Chris Henry.
Derrick
No. Christian McCaffrey is a tough runner in between the tackles. Saquon's never been, even though he's just as big, he's not never been that physical in between the tackle. You know what I mean? I remember last year when Daboll was saying, you got to get the dirty yards. You know what I mean? Like, and I
got you.
I think they want more of a physical presence to wear you down, also able to run through, but I think they like that David Montgomery type of guy.
That's a good comparison. Well, anyways, Barkley saying all the right things as he normally does, and that includes the fact that he wants to continue his career in New York.
Because I know how special, you know, the Giants organization is. I got nothing but tremendous respect for the Tisch family, for the Mayer family. This is the team that drafted me. And I'm a big believer of setting the goal and accomplishing that goal. And when I got drafted here, one of my goals would be the reason why, you know, the Giants is back on top. Reason why we're having a parade in New York. It just haven't went that way so far in my career. And like I said before, I want to be a Giant for life. I mentioned that. I want to be in the likes of Tiki, Michael, Eli, but the sad part of it is it's the NFL, it's a business.
The business part of it. Okay, so with that in mind, let's consider the business side of it, which is, do the Giants want to pay? Does Saquon want to go through the franchise tag whole ordeal?
The thing is, that's what's so frustrating.
All right, well, let's hear from Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for us. He was on DNR, and he kind of lets you know the impressions that he got after he talked with Saquon.
He's been very honest. And he said to the Giants, I want you to be honest with me.
if you're going to franchise tag me, franchise tag him. Well, he met with the Giants the Friday after the season ended. And I asked him yesterday, I said, what did you come away from that thinking? He said, I gave him, you know, I was open and honest with them. But he said nothing about the fact that he came away there thinking that they're going to use the franchise tag with him. They know, they can at least give them an idea that we might use it. We're likely to use it. He didn't have any of that. So to me, it seems like it's headed towards him hitting free agency.
Okay, Bart, so that's your reactions to that now.
I mean, that's only right. If you're not going to sign the man, like, you basically franchise tagged him last year. The fact that you didn't use him, the fact that Saquon didn't put in his contract like Dak Prescott, okay, I'll sign this deal, but you can't franchise tag me the next year. It's just, to me, it's malpractice by his representation. You know what I mean? Because if they wanted to, they can franchise tag Saquon for 2 more years because they never used one.
Right.
So, like, that means they got him under control basically on a year-to-year for 3 straight years. Like,
but wouldn't the second year be an extremely high salary, right?
No, it's just an extra 40% or something like that.
But it's
of a running back, so it's not super high, because the running back, you know, overall salary is the annual salary, like the top five, isn't that high. Like, who's the top five highest paid?
Is it McCaffrey the highest?
Yeah, but then Nick Chubb. So like that position per position is way lower for what you're gonna get for 1 year. You don't get 1 year of productivity. You don't get a crap load. So it's probably McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, whose contract's up, Dalvin Cook's contract's gone, Nick Chubb, and Austin Eckler's going to be out there too.
So his franchise tag would be $12 million.
Right. Come on, man.
For this coming year.
Come on, man. C.J. Mosley's been making $15 million a year annually for the last 5 years.
They gave him another one, though. I think in the second one, I don't know those details as well as I should.
It might jump to like 15.
No, but still.
That's for nothing. The Giants. I just told you the top linebacker.
No, but he's not a linebacker. He's a running back.
5 years ago, that was the market. Remember, CJ signed a five-year, $85 million deal five years ago. How long he been here?
What was the number he wanted?
He wanted 14.
Yes. And he probably still wants something along those.
Jonathan Taylor is 14.
Mm-hmm. That's what he's going to want along those lines.
Josh Jacobs.
Do you think then that there's no future for Saquon Barkley with the Giants?
Not unless they want to try and mess with him.
And just pick up another franchise? Like you're kicking the can down the road one more time?
Yeah. But listen, they got $26 million estimated in salary cap space. A lot of those salaries drop off. They got the extra pick that they got for Leonard Williams. Why not just go out and get the top running back in the second round?
Mm-hmm. And then just move on. You remember when we talked with Joe Shane?
See,
he was so quick to tell us about how there's going to be a lot of running backs on the
Austin
market.
Austin Eckler, DeAndre Swift, Dalvin Cook. Like, it's going to be opportunities if you're the Giants to be able to address that situation in the draft. And look at all the young running backs that have come in and did great things. Bijan Robinson, Breece Hall. You look at the guy Pierce. You look at Kenneth Walker III out there in Seattle. Like, it's not hard to replace that productivity with live, fresh legs, right? And it's going to be guys like Derrick Henry is going to be out there as well. So you can get veterans. J.K. Dobbins will be out there coming off of ACL, but, you know, young, explosive player. Right? You're going to have opportunities. So, like, I think the Giants and Daboll doesn't value running backs to that extent. You know what I mean? Look at what Raheem Mostert did. He's damn near on a – he had 21 touchdowns. He had 21 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And this dude's like in the 8th or 10th year in his career been cut 25 times. Look at what DeAndre Swift did, right? And the guys that got paid, Jonathan Taylor, they finally gave him his money. He didn't have a good season.
Yeah, it's and that's the problem with that position. It just – it's investing in it. And McCaffrey is, I think, the one guy, though, that has –
Well, he's a receiver too.
Proving it, Saquon Barkley can. That was the whole idea. Is he's got the same skill set, but he just gets hurt.
Not quite, because McCaffrey gets hurt just as much. Remember, McCaffrey missed 2 seasons, but McCaffrey can line up at slot receiver. Like Saquon, not lining up at slot receiver and be like Edelman or Wes Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Like
okay.
McCaffrey has that skill set. He's the only one. Maybe Alvin Kamara.
Does McCaffrey run harder?
Yes.
Like, because he seems like he's McCaffrey
strong,
this year, I've noticed more, he's just trash talking, and he's got a little edge to him.
Yeah, he's kind of been like that. His dad was a beast,
Ed McCaffrey.
Yeah. Dad was a beast, and his dad trained him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He runs through tackles. He runs the A-gap,
so
B-gap.
Is Saquon missing that? Like, if he had that little edge to him, would that give you a little something more like, I want this guy? Because he is very popular in the locker room. I mean, it's not like he's not a guy that impacts his room. Yeah. He does.
He's just not. Like, the only other person.
What's he missing?
The only other person I thought was worth that type of money was Alvin Kamara. And Alvin Kamara's kind of slowed down this year. But Alvin Kamara is that type of back. You know what I mean? Outside of that, you can kind of – and look what Brees did. Brees gets off to a good start next year. I can see Brees with 1,000 and 1,000. I can see Brees 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. He has 600 receiving this year with a bad quarterback.
With bad quarterback play, right. That's always going
to
be the factor.
And no line to run the ball.
Yeah, that's always going to be the factor.
So, but Brees is a second-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all the best running backs are going to be in the second round, ready to go. The Giants have extra second-round draft. They got their second-round draft pick, and they got Seattle's second-round draft pick. So, like, why would I give you $12 million when I can allocate that to make sure that I can bring in T. Higgins or Calvin Ridley or somebody like that? They need a number one receiver.
They got to upgrade that position. There's no doubt about it. Now, there were areas of the Giants had to handle. One of them, of course, is defensive coordinator after Wink Martindale left. And from what it seemed that Denard Wilson was one of their top choices. He ended up going to the Titans. But so what did the Giants do is they went to the Titans and got their former defensive coordinator, and that is Shane Bowen, who's young, but he has been successful. And so, you know, he might not have been the top choice.
Not successful.
But
is he an upgrade from Wink?
That's tough.
I mean, Wink Unit didn't really rate that high.
He's not gonna, like, you're not gonna get the blitzing and the aggressive approach, I think, that Wink was bringing. But, you know, even with all that blitzing, the Giants wasn't like they were one of the top teams in sacks in the season, right?
That's true.
So the Titans did rack up a lot of sacks. So, you know, we'll see. Does Kayvon Thibodeau take another step? Right, because he started to take a step last season.
Well, he had over 10 sacks.
But at least they have now a defensive coordinator. You know, we know Kafka's not going anywhere. And so the coaching staff, the dust has settled. It has settled down a little bit on that end. And now, of course, it's going to be on Joe Shane and building up the roster. But Saquon Barkley is still a huge decision in all this going forward. 800-919-3776. So we'll grab some calls. We'll get into that stuff and get into some basketball in the 1 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's like James Taylor. James Taylor had a great voice like this.
He don't need no T-Pain on his T-Pain. T-Pain don't have to put T-Pain. Now, Janet... My goodies.
It's crazy because during that live performance, he also did a cover for War Pigs by Black Sabbath. So he.
Bam.
Yeah.
I got to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hear that.
Show some respect to T-Pizzle.
I never disrespected him.
You said he need T-Pain on his T-Pain. Even Justin Timberlake.
No, you brought
like,
it up, and I didn't know
on.
That he has done songs without using any type of electronic influence.
And he's one of the best producers out there. Highly skilled. Okay. He talks about the song that he had with I think Usher and Michael Jackson that never came out because one of the people that was working on a project with him got super excited, and the dummy, like, and Michael was like, I ain't doing it. Because like, he was just telling people, I'm working with Michael. Like, Michael's like, I ain't doing it.
I said James Taylor. I meant James Ingram. He sounded like James Ingram. Then.
Yeah, I like James Ingram.
James Ingram from the 80s?
Yeah.
Like, and like, where did he go?
Him and Jeffrey Osborne.
Yes, Jeffrey Osborne was another great name.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying, like those voices, that's what he sounds like.
Rodney know about James Ingram.
Why do you think Rodney does? Maybe he doesn't.
Man, Rodney was in there two-stepping all there, slow grinding in there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Is that a dude with a bang?
Rodney has a tour going on right now.
Yeah.
So he's a little busy.
Oh, boy, got a
control room.
Well, that's gangster. That's real right there. You got a little bang on his forehead right there with the Sir Pony.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying that's some new stuff. He must be like Rico Suave.
Yeah, he's going
pretty
with the new look.
Pretty Rick, what they called him. You know what I'm saying? He pulled it back, but you could tell.
Yeah, he pulled it back because he's coming into like a place of like a business, and he's like, I gotta look professional.
But then he was like, I wanna look sexy.
But
like
then
Michael
when he pulls
Jackson.
It out, it's like
he pulled like 10 hairs in the front. You know what I'm saying?
Music plays when he takes the ponytail out.
He had to decide like which 15
just
strings. Look at it, Jake. He had to say which 15 strings I'm gonna pull out to make a bang. You know what I'm saying? The girl's gonna feel me on that one. Rico Suave.
Right here. That's what you hear.
Yeah, baby.
When he takes the man bun out.
I am here.
And he just slow motion just shakes his head for a second.
I am here to unclog the pipes. I heard you had some blockage that you needed pushed out. Let me grab my tools. My name is Rico El Suave. Pretty Ricky is what they call me.
When the plumber arrives.
Yeah, Rodney was back there listening.
He just left all embarrassed.
Rodney was in there listening to that Ingram and that Jeffrey Osborne at house parties. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, our parents used to be in house parties. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got it in the house party. Somebody sneak into one of them bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine.
Or the spare bathroom, like the basement bathroom.
Yeah, I gave my dad that song yesterday, too, man. He was feeling it, too.
That song, I said it to my son.
Dax.
Played it. I got home. I played it on the Sonos, and I told my wife, listen to it. And she's just like,
did she get you a hug?
And she stopped and she's like, who played this for you? I go, Bart played it for me. She goes, how did you not just break down into tears? And I'm like, because I was with Bart. She wasn't about to do that.
You're going to get your scooter, baby.
But
you're going to get your scooter for Valentine's
Day. You think so?
You're going to get that scooter for Valentine's Day. It's so hard being a man. Oh, Jake ain't hip to it.
He doesn't know the song?
Jake, you didn't put it on.
Dax and Darius Rucker.
Okay, so I was tuned into the show yesterday.
You listened to the show on your off day?
Listen, man.
See, what is wrong with you?
Listen. No, nothing. There's a lot of things right with him.
What the hell is wrong with you? You listen to the show when you're not here?
Unlike you.
I like to be in tune with what's going on when I'm not there.
All right.
Yeah.
He also wanted to see how Tom would sound doing the power hour.
The power?
It's the power hour!
Him and Grasso, like strangling. Like Jake, Tom sounds like he's getting spanked while doing it.
Sound like he's in a million dollar dream. Like he can't get enough. Like Ted DiBiase got him in a million dollar. Like I don't know how much breath I got left. You was feeling that, Jake?
Were you?
I was tuned in Friday. Now I was cracking up because Tom did sound like he was struggling the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the fact that you played it back Monday,
we had
a good look.
We had to.
Yeah. Would you listen to the Dax?
Listen, here's Grasso.
It's the power hour, hour.
Right, there's that.
Hour. It's the power hour, hour.
It's almost like Grasso and his son.
Hour.
Like,
yeah.
And then of course Jacob brings it smooth.
It's the power hour, hour, hour.
Right.
Hour,
let's go,
hour.
Rex. Let's go, Rex.
You want to do Rex? Yeah.
I love the power hour.
See, he growls when he does it. Like you have to do it like that.
Say.
Anyways, we were gonna grab calls, but that was too much more fun. Did you want to like? Did he? So you heard the song then, Jacob?
I was actually the two songs that Bart put me on to
are pretty
good. Like I can't.
Need two. Women.
I need some more, Bart.
Three.
You know, outside of the songs that we know from Bart, I got to see what the rest of his playlist looks like.
You know what I'm saying? You said that, son.
Call me Mac Kimbo.
Yeah. Oh, we got to come back to Macaroni. We heard that in a bit.
I love that song. That's one of my favorites.
Do you have that same?
If I'm not in a good mood, I play that song.
I don't have it, but I'll grab it.
Puts a smile on my face. Just watch the words, though. We have to be very careful.
Welcome in. No, he don't cuss.
Oh, we're going to bring Chris Jenkins into that.
Work in a world called Macamonia.
Right? Like Chris Jenkins, if anybody who hit the greatest shot in the history, like I don't care about Christian Leitner. He hit the greatest shot in the history of March Madness.
Anyway, it was like I could
when for the title.
When he shot that shot, all I heard was Patrick Ewing. Do you shoot that shot?
Actually, they did.
You practice that shot?
Yes, they did. Yes,
damn
we
straight,
did.
I shoot that shot.
That's right.
Bang!
You're damn right I did.
I just heard brain. Bang! Bang, bang, bang!
Well, he's proud of the Villanova guys that are with the Knicks, so I'm going to see Chris Jenkins is going to tell us the dirty secrets about all the boys that the Knicks have right now from his championship teams and just talk a little hoop. So that's coming up next. Stay with us, Spartan Hot, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Giants have finally found their new defensive coordinator earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg. Jordan Ronan gave the lowdown.
Shane Bowen is young. He's called plays, which I think is important here because they don't have time to have the growing pains and the learning curve. So I think that's huge in this equation here. Considered a smart guy. And what he's really good at is red zone. First this past year in red zone defense. You know what that means? You don't allow a lot of points when you're good in the red zone. The only difference, Dave, is it's going to be a very different approach. This is more like bend but don't break. He doesn't blitz very often, whereas Wink was super aggressive and blitzed a lot.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.